This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Speaking of this, and why we're paying him all these compliments on just how good he was, Teron Armstead, Finn's left tackle, 5-time Pro Bowler, now officially retired, joins us this morning. Teron, we had to get you on, man, to thank you for everything and talk to you a little bit. We really appreciate you catching up with us here, bud. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys, man. Thank you.
First of all, I learned a lot more over the last few days. I had no idea. I knew you were hurting a lot when you were playing. But when I hear a guy needs knee replacement and knows it and goes out and starts 14 games, how bad was the pain to get through last year?
It was tough, man. It was a challenging season, probably the most challenging I've ever had. Just making that decision, for one, as you mentioned, knowing my situation. But I was there to play, man. I didn't want to exit the game any other way, except for with my cleats tied up and my helmet on. So decided to make it happen. Honestly, I couldn't do much without pain meds, so I didn't get a chance to work my technique much because I would only take the pain meds on game day. So some weeks were better than others. Some weeks I have a little bounce in my step, and when I went into those games, like I say, good luck to my opponent.
I always looked at that offensive line. I said, when Teron wasn't in there, it was like you had the substitute teacher in school. You know, the other kids are all just there throwing spit wads and everything. Once Teron walked in, and there was no messing around. And it was great watching you play while you've been here, Teron. And I remember a couple games early where I think it was one of the games where you went and you played a couple plays and just couldn't come. You came out and sat down and tried to go back in the next, and just had to, and just, you know, just, and you could tell, you know, how much, you know, it shows you what kind of heart somebody has and how bad they want to be. Not only bad to go in and play, to be in and playing with his guys. I think that's very important to you.
For sure. You just gave me chills, bro. For real, because I'm going to miss that part, just competing with the guys.
Yep.
Doing over the guys, we having those small conversations right before kickoff. Every old lineman, we go, we shake hands, we hug each other, we just a few words. Let's lock in, let's dominate, hey, communicate. All that, just those small little keys before we start the game. Like, I'm gonna miss that part right there. Just that little window of us just locking in, man. Get ready to go to battle. So it's a beautiful game. And I had so many moments and so many important games that I was a part of. It's just looking back at my career, man, I'm just thankful. I'm blessed. I'm grateful.
Teron, amazingly, and before you came on, we were talking and going back and forth about you, and I said, amazing, your natural gifts at that position, that wide base. And I never grabbed your hand, or you never grabbed me, so it was good. But they talk about how strong your hands and arms were at leverage. It was just natural stuff in that wide base. I think you walked around with a wide base, man. Like nobody could ever throw you down, man.
Yeah, no. My strength is definitely my balance. And if I grab you, if I grab your pick with one hand or two, I'll holler at you next play. No chance. It don't matter who it was, man. From Miles Garrett to Max Crosby, like if I got that hand on the inside, let's try this again on the next snap because I was gonna win that rep.
You know the other thing I watching you play, you're an athletic guy. You could play basketball, right? You're a good basketball player,
for
right?
Sure.
Yeah. See,
you got game.
And so you know I was going through the. Watching the combine and stuff. So you ran a 4.7 140 at the combine.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And how much did you weigh at that point?
He'd have been a fast tight end back when we played.
306. I was 306.
So you're 306, 4.7 1, and you were amazing. And you were an athletic guy. Basketball, you could move laterally and do all those things. But I wish we'd have got you when you first came out. You must have been a demon when you first got going.
I would joke with Coach McDaniel with Mike and Frank Smith that when I was coming out running 4.7, I had a 35-inch vert or whatever.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, that offense, if I was able to be in that offense through my most athletic years, I have a few more accolades, I would say.
Taron, it wasn't bad the way it turned out. And so I got to ask you, we get into it here. Everybody's talking about, all right, now left tackle, it's such an important position. Patrick Paul got some playing time last year. I know he's with you all the time and used to ask you a zillion questions. What do you think about Patrick Paul lining up as a left tackle?
I'm all in on him. I am. I'm all in on him because of him. His mindset, his mentality, and his willingness to work, because that's really all I ask. Like his talent is it prompts his draft position, so he goes high second round because he's talented, he's uber talented. But beyond that, he's willing to do the work. So everything that he needs to do to control what he can control, he's going to do his part. I'll make sure he does his part, and that's not a hard thing for me because he's somebody that's willing to work. And it's going to be a learning curve, man, and that is with anything. Some teachings and some experiences he won't be able to learn from until they happen. So some mistakes he won't learn from until they happen. You know what I mean? So, but Patrick Paul's going to do everything in his power to be the best that he could possibly be, and him reaching that potential is an all-pro player. He has that much talent.
You know, there's a lot of guys that when they say Patrick Paul, they kind of go, oh, geez, they got Patrick Paul. I say I like Patrick Paul. You know, he reminds me a lot of you, and you know, he's got a great base. You know, he keeps his feet. You know, he keeps his wide base. I think he's got good bend. He's got good strong hands. And the good thing is he's gotten a lot of reps. He got a lot of reps last year.
Yeah,
and like you say about him, he's a guy that wants to get better. He's a guy that I'm sure this offseason he's dedicating his time to looking at the deficiencies that he has and overcoming those deficiencies. I got very, very high hopes for Patrick Paul from what I've seen.
Hey, Taron, just to follow that up on him, how many questions did he ask you? I know we always used to hear that Chop Robinson, Patrick Paul were going over to talk to Taron, man, to hear what he had to say. What do you see? What do I need to do? Do you get a lot of that?
Yeah, with Pat, he would ask in abundance, like just too much, and I would have to reel him back in and like bring his focus down to maybe one or two things, because he would ask me about a technique or about knocking somebody hand down or going up to the second level and I fake cut or something. Like I'm like, Pat, you're not there yet, let's wait. You got a lot more games before we add this stuff. Let's figure out our stands first. Let's go get in the 2-point stands first.
What about Chop on the other side? I used to hear he'd ask you a question. Hey, what do you see I'm not doing? Did he actually, a first-round pick of the Dolphins, spend a lot of time like, hey, what would work for me against a guy like you? What do you see that I'm doing? Did he spend a lot of that time?
Spent a lot of time with Chop. I love Chop, man. I think this guy is all world. Seriously, he's all world. He's about the right things. He came in so professional with his approach and like the reason why he's there, the reason why he's in Miami, is no other reason he's there besides be the best football player he can be. Like, he's not looking to go out. He's not looking for the lights or whatever. He wants to be a great football player. And the talents that this young man possesses is on a scale of maybe two or three people. Michael Parsons comp is there. It's like really there. So earlier in the year, I see Chop and I see his plan of what he thinks he needs to do to win. And I just gave him my advice. This is what I struggle against. This is what I would hate to see you do. This is what I think you should focus on and emphasize. And when I say this guy is, you tell him, he see it, and then it's done. It's instant. It's instant. And he's man. Listen, that dude. If he gets 1-on-1 blocks next year, which will be hard, he will have damn near 20 sacks.
Yeah,
I can say that with no hesitation.
Did he? Did you notice a difference when he started playing wider with that great speed? Did that help when he looked like he's playing a little bit wider?
Oh, no question. No question. That's the first thing I did. Like, I widened him out, and it made him get off. We did get off from the first movement. If my back foot, if the shoelace move, go. If the knee twitch, go. You know what I mean? So he just got so keyed in. And then in the other games, when it's a cadence or a silent cadence, man, you see that ball, you see the nose of the ball go down, go. You know, so he just got so tuned in to his get off. And that alone, just for him being wide and threatening with his get off, tackles have to panic. Like, only a few tackles will be able to meet him back at this spot. You know, the most athletic ones and the ones that can. It's going to be a rough day.
Hey,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You talk about the offensive line, Patrick Paul coming in. You're not going to be there. There'll probably be maybe one or two new guys inside in the guard position. How good is your coach Butch Berry at putting guys together and making them improve? I'm a big Butch Berry fan since I started. I think he's a fundamentally sound guy. He teaches fundamentals. He teaches basics. And I think he's going to do wonders with some guys that are really coming on pretty strong with Austin Jackson, Paul, and then whoever they get on the inside.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, bro. I'm a huge Bushberry fan. He's a technician. He likes to teach the fundamentals and technique. But the best thing about Butch, and this is what I appreciated about him the most, is the standard that he holds you to every day. He doesn't allow you a day to relax or lack or to get comfortable or content. Every day, I need to see you flying off the ball. Every day, I need to see you going at this thing to get better, to improve. And I love that. I do. It holds you to a standard. It makes you take advantage of every day. And so with that part alone, he's able to unlock a lot of guys because of their work ethic or their approach or their intention for the day. So you're intentional about certain things. You have no choice but to get better at it. You're working at it. You're getting reps. You know, repetition, a master of teaching. So Butch is his standard that he holds everyone to every day is his superpower.
Teron, I got to ask you, man, what's next? You got so much to offer. Everybody's so impressed with your leadership, your coaching, with everybody. Everybody looked up to you. Bo and I saw it on the bus. We saw it in the hotel. We saw it around. What's next for you?
I'm weighing some options right now. I got my three beautiful kids right out here. We up in North Dallas, spending time with them, going to practice and games and all that good stuff. As I'm fielding what's next, finding out what's next, I've had a couple conversations already, and I'm like, yo, you guys leave me alone, man. I've been retired for 24 hours. But Bo knows I spent some time with him on CBS in studio last year doing some media and broadcasting, and I appreciate you guys, Bo, you and Mike, and you got Bruno for allowing me to spend that time with you. It was incredible. I thoroughly enjoyed it. So to get in that space, I would be that's something I'm really interested in. I want to be able to talk O-line, D-line in detail, you know, and educate the fan base, the masses, the football fans, more than ever before. I think I could be the one to get that done. But I'm not exactly sure. So I'm open and taking my time.
I agree with you. Look, I mean, who better than to talk about? And you don't have that guy out there that's got, you know, some charisma and is willing to talk and willing to go out there and talk offensive line and make it interesting for, you know, everyone knows the receivers and the glamour guys, but I think people are starting to get a little more into that.
Man, we got great respect around here for offensive linemen that can play. Don't say that.
So, yeah.
Hey, Teron, man, thank you so much. Really appreciate you finding some time for us. Thanks for calling. And I hope we can
do
it again.
Thank you, guys. Of course. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Teron Armstead, former Dolphins offensive lineman, five-time Pro Bowler at left tackle. And, man, one tough cookie.
You know what? Really a solid guy. I mean, good guy, good family guy, good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, and he's like the first time we did something with him, he said, "Hey, what do I need to do to him? What do I need to do to improve?"
Well, and he's so, done it. Yeah, he does everything he does. There's no question about it.
First class,
great stuff. And thank Teron for joining us here this morning. Talk a little bit about the offensive line and everything else in his great career. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. He's having a great career right now. You betcha, man. When it comes to getting a mortgage and getting it quickly. You see something you want to get, so listen, first-time homebuyers, you're going through that, he's going to get you the best rates and get you approved quickly, self-employed but declined by the banks. He's got a little program for you, too. Listen, this is part of what Michael Kotze's done for the last 30, 35 years is make sure he's taking care of everyone. And part of great service is getting you approved, getting you the best rates, being able to get a hold of them on the weekends when you're looking around for real estate. A lot of people find what they're looking for on the weekends when they have time to shop around and negotiate. Well, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage is going to be there for you. You can always call or text him. I'm going to give you a cell phone number. Google the reviews on the web at Choice Mortgage Reviews to find out. They're saying a lot of good things about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. His service, his experience, ready to help you. He gets you approved in half the time of the big banks. He works 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561 561- 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.